In his book Effortless, Greg McEwen tells the story of the quest for the first human-powered aircraft. It's a story about the power of iteration, the power of progress over perfectionism. Here's the story. In 1959, there was an industrialist in the UK named Henry Kramer. Kramer wanted more innovation in humans taking to the sky. So he offered a prize of £5,000 for the first human-powered aircraft that could fly a half-mile course. Human-powered flight would be flight without engines, so something like a bike with wings. But years go by, and no one's able to do it. In 1973, Kramer raised the prize amount to £50,000. Teams came to compete with lots of funding, institutional support, and beautiful-looking aircraft. But they all still failed. Then came along Paul McCready, an engineer from the U.S., and he realized that everyone was trying to solve the wrong problem. The other teams had been trying to figure out how to build the best aircraft. McCready realized that the right problem was, how can you build something that you can crash cheaply and relaunch fast? With that, McCready didn't need or even want the most expensive and best-looking materials. He wanted something that he could build fast, crash, improve, and try again. Tape and broom handles would do just fine. So his competitors would take 6 months to build and test a new version. McCready would take a few hours for his process. Fly, crash, fix, and try again. This enabled him to go through 222 versions before the version that worked, when he won the prize on August 23rd, 1977, with his Gossamer Condor. And by the way, Kramer then set a higher prize of £100,000 for a human-powered aircraft that could fly from England to France. And McCready and his Gossamer Condor won that prize, too, on June 12, 1979. Greg McEwen says it well. Making failure as cheap as possible is key for making progress for the things that are essential to you.